Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that ayah, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. The translation is that and hasten to forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, for a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who ward off evil, meaning for those who are pious. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that whenever you make a mistake or you do things that does not agree with the Sharia or does not agree with the common sense or with what Allah has bestowed on us, immediately make amend and ask for forgiveness. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, meaning that immediately after you make a mistake, do something good as opposed to it, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe it for you. Who are these that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as al-muttaqeen or pious? First, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ, those who spend of what Allah has given them in the time of ease and in the time of adversity. Number one is the spending, meaning that when you spend, you build your home in Jannah. You build your account over there to receive you or to receive us when we go there. Meaning, the first quality or character of a believer who is pious is the one who spend in the cause of Allah in the time of ease when he or she has money or in the time of adversity like now, when money is scarce and income is maybe nothing or little. That's the time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to see what we can do in His cause. Number two, al-kazimin al-ghayz, meaning those who suppress their anger at any time. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam given an advice to his companion when he asked him, give me an advice, O Prophet of Allah, what should I do in my life? And he told him, don't get angry. Then he asked him again, and he said, don't get angry. And he asked him again the third time, and he said, do not get angry. Meaning, with anger, sometimes we say things that we regret later on. We might hurt people. We might say things that otherwise we don't want to say. It is a very hard thing to do, by the way. We are all human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us such that we forget and we are rushing to judgment sometimes and we get angry. So the second quality of those who are muttaqeen is the one who suppress their anger. And the other quality, العافين عن الناس, those who forgive. العافين عن الناس, meaning that to forgive people. ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم وعفوا واصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, meaning that when somebody does something wrong with us and they ask for forgiveness, we have to forgive them. Even if they don't ask, deep in our hearts, we have to forgive. One of the stories that the Prophet ﷺ told his companion, that a man will come into our majlis, or our company, and he's from the people of Jannah. So most of the companions, they didn't know him. They followed him, one of the Sahabas. And he said, well, I'm going to be a guest in your home. Would you accept me? And he said, yes. So he noticed that he didn't do anything more than the usual. He went to bed. They went to bed. They slept. They woke up in Fajr time. He prayed. They prayed. At the end, he said, well, the Prophet ﷺ said that you are one of the people of Jannah, but I noticed that you're not doing anything more than what we do. What's your secret? And he told him that when I go to bed at night, before I sleep, I forgive everybody that committed a mistake against me or did something wrong against me. This is the quality of a pious person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in this ayah. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin, and Allah loves those who do goodness. Muhsin. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muhsinin. This is part of al-ihsan. Al-ihsan is what? What is the ihsan? The Prophet ﷺ was asked by Jibreel alayhi salam when he came to the companions in the story getting together. A man came to them that they haven't seen before, and he's wearing white garment that has no dust on it, no nothing. So he wasn't from abroad coming. And he asked him about few things in the hadith. And then one of them, he asked him, what is ihsan, or the goodness? And the Prophet knew that was Jibreel alayhi salam. And he said, well, the one who's asked doesn't know much more than the one who's asking. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. He said, al-ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. Fa'in lam takun tarahu, fa'innahu yarak. Goodness is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you see him. And of course you don't see him, but rest assured he sees you, meaning that he sees everything. He knows what you think or what we think deep inside our hearts, in our minds, even before we think it, he knows it. That is the ihsan. Another meaning of ihsan is when you pay money, zakat, when you pay those who are in need, when you pay the Islamic Center, when you pay those who are poor, when you pay for iftar for a person who is needy or poor. This is the quality of those who are pious. The fourth one is الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, and those who, when they do evil thing or wrong themselves, remember Allah and implore forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when we do something wrong, we sin against ourselves, we transgress against ourselves, we immediately ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I did something wrong. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive my parents. Forgive my kids. Forgive those who transgressed against me. This is the type of a believer, of a mu'min, who is asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become among those who are pious, those who will enter Jannah, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who will enter Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I would like to end with this hadith. Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Sometimes the smartphones are not as smart. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, qala Allah ta'ala, ya ibn Adam, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. يا ابن آدم، لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. يا ابن آدم، إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. لا إله إلا الله. رواه الترمذي. Translation: The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah the Exalted has said, O son of Adam, I forgive you as long as you pray to me and hope for my forgiveness. Whatever sins you have committed, O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the heavens. Then you ask for my forgiveness and I would forgive you. O son of Adam, if you come to me with the earth load of sins and meet me associating nothing with me, I would match it with an earth load of forgiveness. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are forgiven. We ask you, Allah, to forgive our sins, to make us among those who are free from sins at the end of Ramadan, Ya Rabbal Alameen, to enter Jannah. Allah, we ask you to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our children, our spouses, our friends, our relatives. Forgive everybody, O Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimeen, wa anta arhamar rahimeen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.